start to the year in the music world, and we wanted to put some of this into perspective. And so joining us right now on the G&M Family Market phone line, the music critic of the Boston Herald, Jed Gottlieb, who joins us. Jed, welcome back to the show. Good to talk with you again.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
Let's start with Glenn Frey. You had a column on his career today, and the Eagles, a group that there seems to be no middle ground. People either love them or hated them,
yeah.
But you certainly can't deny the success of that group.
Yes. I feel like I'm kind of the rare person that likes some of it and doesn't like some of it. But, I mean, couldn't be a more different artist than David Bowie. But had a really phenomenal impact on music. I mean, other than Thriller, the Eagles have the best-selling album in America of all time, and a lot of those songs are from Glenn.
Yeah, and you think one of the things that impressed me most about him, obviously a talented songwriter, he freely admitted he wasn't the world's best guitarist, but a wonderful voice, part of that rooted in his Detroit upbringing and that R&B background that he had, but also a guy who had a flair for knowing what would be a hit. And, of course, that's probably one of the things that some people didn't like about the Eagles is that their songs were very well-crafted, but sometimes maybe perhaps too much so.
Yeah. I think, it's hard to complain about a song that's too good, but he took this music that was coming out of the 60s, this country rock, and he molded it into this really nice, shaped, smart top 40 sound. And no one, maybe a little bit Steve Miller Band, but nobody was really doing it quite the way he was doing it. And he co-wrote most of the songs and was really kind of like the driving influence behind the band for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he was, I think Don Henley described him as the coach of that Eagles team, keeping them all focused on the task at hand as best they could. Now, he also, depending on who you talk to, maybe was the guy who drove some people away. We had Don Felder on our show a couple of years ago, and he was being very diplomatic, but the rift between those two led to some epic battles that first of all led to the breakup of the band back in 1980, and then ended up with Felder leaving again in the late 90s and suing the group, and Glenn Frey always seemed to be that source of tension too.
Yeah. I think he was kind of like the coach or the CEO. I mean, I think he, led things, and he kind of decided what was best. And it's people thought of him sometimes as a thorny character, but he did know kind of what was best. I mean, the Eagles didn't release a lot of duds. Every one of their albums was a huge success. So he was in charge, and he knew what he was doing.
And I would ask if the music would last, but that question's already been answered because we're 40, 45 years in, and if you listen to classic rock, you can't go more than about 15 minutes without hearing an Eagles song. What is it about those songs that's enabled them to endure at a time when that whole laid-back California ethic has been replaced?
Yeah, I think there's sort of an appeal because the songs are tight and smart. They have this sort of laid-back feel, but they're not quite, they're not as corny as sort of the yacht rock that came out and that sort of stuff. There's still some earthiness to them and some rootsiness to them, and I think people hear that. I mean, they're not CCR or anything, but people can hear, a certain grit in there that was really polished out in the 70s.
We're talking with Jed Gottlieb of the Boston Herald. Well, Glenn Frey and the Eagles certainly had a winning formula with their success. Perhaps the polar opposite of that approach of sticking with the formula and keeping the hits coming was the legacy of David Bowie, who made a whole career out of changing his image and transitioning almost on an annual basis.
Yeah, I think, people forget how fast things changed back in the late 60s and in the 70s. Nowadays, someone comes out with an album every 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years. But Bowie, I mean, he went from being a hippie to a glam rocker to sort of this funk soul kind of guy. And then he was into like all this electronic and new wave music in 7 years. He went through all those phases.
And not only that, but a guy that, because he was able to change with the times, always remained relevant. The Eagles, they did a couple of new albums. They did the Hell Freezes Over album with some new songs, and then Long Road Out of Eden. But what people wanted to hear in concert were the hits from the 1970s primarily, but with Bowie, right to the end, making new music and making music that even today is a little bit ahead of its time in many ways.
Definitely. I mean, if you listen to the new albums, the new album, and then he had an album a few years ago called The Next Day, which was sort of his comeback after 10 years, they're very edgy records. They're not records for everyone. I mean, his album hit number one because he passed away. But this is not mainstream music. He produced a tremendous amount of hits. But if you start to go deeper into his catalog, there's a lot of very weird stuff, very sort of influenced by theater, influenced by jazz at times, very strange stuff. And always, you know, he rarely chased trends. He absorbed things as they came along, or he anticipated things. And his sound seemed to always kind of stay ahead of the game.
Now, both Glenn Frey and David Bowie ventured into acting. Glenn Frey, most notably, yeah. I guess, Miami Vice, but also in Jerry Maguire, working with Cameron Crowe. But Bowie, to me, that's an underappreciated side. He made some really memorable movies and had some terrific roles, from The Man Who Fell to Earth to Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, and some really interesting choices.
Yeah, and I think he kind of was what he was a little bit. He didn't have like a tremendous amount of versatility, but if a director knew how to use him, if you've seen The Prestige, where he plays Tesla, you know, it was a perfect casting because they wanted someone that had that presence and that sort of creepiness. And he just, you know, he did that. Even, you know, even in like his cameo in the Zoolander movie, where he sort of judges the fashion walk-off. You know, he was it's a perfect cameo for him, and also a great chance for him to sort of poke fun at himself. He wasn't really afraid to do that. He was in on any jokes that were made about him.
Well, so with both of these diverse artists, Glenn Frey and David Bowie, will people still be listening to their music 30, 40 years from now?
I think so. I mean, Glenn Frey doesn't sort of have the name recognition. He had those 80s hits, but, you know, when you think about the Eagles and then when you think about David Bowie, I mean, as you said, we're already 45, almost 50 years into this, and there's still, you know, part people that are getting into vinyl, that are getting into these records. There's still tons of radio stations playing these hits all the time. I mean, if you turned on the radio, you know, you wouldn't know what year it is sometimes, because there's so many of these 70s artists that still have such a presence, and these two are two dominant figures.
Jeb, before we let you go, who's an artist out there that people should be listening to if they aren't already?
Oh, that's a great question. Let me see. Well, if you're into, I'm trying to think of something that's a little Bowie and a little Eagles. if you're into Bowie and you're into theatrics, Ruby Rose Fox is coming up out of Boston. She has a lot of that 70s New York feel. Patti Smith, Lou Reed, very good. Something like the Eagles, maybe try out These Wild Plains, who are kind of a country rock band, probably a little rougher than the Eagles. It's hard to find someone quite that smooth, but they're a really good band that's coming up as well.
Jed Gottlieb, a music critic of the Boston Herald. Jed, thanks as always for visiting with us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again down the road.
Thanks for having me.
It's 5:49 here on Downtown, driving home with you on a Tuesday afternoon. A quick break, and when we come back, we've got today's Good, Bad, and Ugly. It's Downtown on the Pulse, WZON.
Thousands of people just like you have made the switch to St. Joseph Primary Care. Your family and friends